This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 33. For Wednesday, August 26th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday morning. The November canola contract is up $2.30 at $493.30 per ton. The January contract is up $2 at $590 per ton. Continued strength to the Canadian dollar kept a lid on further gains for canola. The loonie was around 75.8 U.S. cents during early morning trade due to comparable weakness in the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar index remained at around 93 points this morning. Canola prices got a boost from strength in comparable vegetable oils. Nearby soy oil contracts were up by about a third of a cent in early morning trade. However, European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were lower, which limited the upside. According to the most recent report from Manitoba Agriculture, 2% of the province's canola has been harvested, though a lot more has been swathed. The Chicago soy complex was stronger on Wednesday morning due to consistent export demand. Continued weakness in the U.S. dollar has made soybean exports globally attractive. This morning, the USDA announced a flash sale of 400,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China. The U.S. and China have reaffirmed their commitment to their trade deal. The two countries originally signed the agreement in January. According to Bloomberg, China is expected to buy 40 million tons of soybeans from the U.S. in 2020. The November soybean contract is up 5 cents at $9.25 per bushel. September soy oil is up by about 0.4 of a cent at 32.4 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up 90 cents at $292 per hundredweight. Corn futures were weaker this morning after hitting a 6-week high yesterday. Brazilian corn exports were around 6.79 million tons in August, which was slightly lower than the 7.25 million tons originally forecast. The December corn contract is down a cent at $3.53 per bushel. Wheat futures are mostly weaker this morning. The spring wheat harvest is about half complete, with the winter wheat crop almost completely off the fields. A French agriculture consultancy firm has reported the soft wheat harvest will total 29.2 million tons this year, which is down from the 39.5 million tons harvested last year. Chicago December is up a fraction of a cent at $5.35. Kansas City December is down 1.5 cents at $4.53, and Minneapolis spring wheat is down 1.5 cents in the December contract at $5.28. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 26th. For more news from the Markets Farm News team and expert analysis from Bruce Burnett and Mike Jubinville, go to marketsfarm.com. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.